Toronto's Need to Know News. Tuesday, September 11th, 2018. The September 11th attacks 17 years ago were a series of four coordinated terrorist attacks by the Al-Qaeda terrorist network against the U.S., and it happened Tuesday, September 11th, 2001. The attacks killed 2,996 people, injured over 6,000 others, and caused at least $10 billion in infrastructure and property damage. Additional people died after 9/11. People still actually are dying because of related cancer and respiratory diseases in the months and years following the attacks. Here's something really powerful. Maybe you remember this. This is President Bush after the attacks.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward. And freedom will be defended.
Do you remember him with like his big bullhorn just talking to everybody out
there? Oh, yeah. Yep.
So that was a really powerful stuff. A lot of powerful images you'll see today. We put one up on our Instagram. You can go see that on our wall post right there, at Joe and Alex Show. I didn't know this. Alex pointed it out to me, but this is something I think I want to go check out today. There's a 9/11 memorial in Indy. It was established in 2010 to honor those killed in the 9/11 attacks. The memorial consists of two 11,000-pound beams from the Twin Towers. Behind the beams stand a pair of 6-foot-tall black granite walls inscribed with remembrances of the events in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Perched atop one of the beams is a bronze life-size sculpture of the American bald eagle with wings outstretched and gazing east towards New York City. And this whole thing actually happened because of something called Project 9/11 Indianapolis, which started in 2010. It's kind of a grassroots effort to establish a permanent memorial dedicated to those killed on September 11th in the attacks. Greg Hess, a firefighter paramedic with the Indianapolis Fire Department, was the primary lead of this initiative, and in 2001, he was actually a member of something called the Indiana Task Force 1. They were one of the first FEMA search and rescue teams to arrive at Ground Zero. Indiana Task Force 1 spent 8 days in New York assisting the local agencies in the rescue and recovery efforts. So, have you seen this yet?
I haven't yet, and if you're interested in seeing it, and you also haven't, I put the swipe up link so that you can find all the information on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show for you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go check that out today after the show. Hurricane Florence, man, this is not looking good. It's expected to make landfall later this week, and South Carolina residents have been ordered to evacuate from the coast. Governor Henry McMaster said, beginning today, 8 counties along the coast need to evacuate no later than noon. An estimated 1 million people are expected to evacuate South Carolina's coast. Can you imagine all those people trying to leave?
No, I've got friends that are in Charleston right now, and they're like, all right, we're kind of playing it by ear to see when they're like, you definitely have to go, and then we're booking it out of here.
Radio's different. Like, I feel like we would maybe if we could stay behind.
I don't care.
You're leaving?
If I am in a city like that, no. If there is a tornado warning.
But what about the people? You got to serve your community.
If there's a tornado warning or there's a hurricane coming straight for me or whatever, I'm not coming in. I already risk life and limb coming here whenever we have snowstorms and ice storms. That's already bad enough.
Oh, God.
It is. It's absolutely unreal that we have to come into work during that. And that's something something I do not enjoy about this job. But as far as hurricanes and all that stuff, there's not a chance.
Well, don't worry. I will stay here, and you can stay home in the stove. It's
Joe. Joe will stay here and broadcast 8 feet underwater.
As long as we have some food delivered, that's all I ask for. DoorDash, can you come by? South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia have declared states of emergency ahead of the storm. It's a Category 4 hurricane, 140-mile-per-hour winds, and it's expected to make landfall late Thursday. And the main threat of this is dangerous storm surge, strong winds, and flooding. So our thoughts and prayers going out to everybody out there that's going to be impacted by that. Brickyard 400, yeah, they finally got the race done. Brad Kilowski won the rain-delayed Brickyard 400 in Indy yesterday. And, hey, there's a shirt out there if you're kind of small-chested. Did you guys see this yet?
No.
All right, if you have an issue or you know somebody that's part of the itty-bitty committee, they might want to get this.
Alex.
What? Hey.
Nothing. Continue, Joe.
Oh, come on.
Thank you for saying it, because I'd be a jerk if I did.
wow.
Hey. You're beautiful. There's a $20 shirt. It's on Amazon that uses an optical illusion to make it look like you got big ones, even if you're flat-chested.
Listen, I have something like that. It's called a push-up bra, and it does amazing.
Here's the thing, though, too. If you turn to the side, it doesn't work. So, just there's the guy that you like or the girl you like. You want to show her what you got. Just focus in on them. Don't ever turn.
Oh, my gosh.
Just walk backwards.
Oh, brother.
And you should be good. We'll put the link for all this up online at RadioNowIndy.com. That is Joe's Need to Know News.